This is Press Conference Extra. I'm joined once again by Neil Ankerson and Neil Jones. Just after Jurgen Klopp's early press conference, I would say, ahead of the game away at Luton Town.
Wearing jeans?
Was he wearing jeans?
When he got up, he was wearing jeans. It was dead entertaining.
Well, he did say also that he's been on, I imagine, Broom's Crossroad since 7:30. He said, right. So he was, I think he was just arrived. I think he'd come in fresh. A lot of people were very... very late arrivers, including myself. It was touch and go at one stage. So yeah, the storm Kieran and rush hour traffic.
Well, weirdly, they started early though. Of course, I was a little bit quite surprised, didn't it?
It's in the office, but I wonder whether or not there might not be another one of them now for a while, because Jurgen might just go, I'm not sitting in that.
Yeah, 11 o'clock from now on, please.
Yeah, I'm not sitting in that. Yeah, not for no reason. I'd really entertained by that, the idea. I like the constant reminders it is a bit of a workplace.
Yeah.
So Jurgen's rushed in there a bit late because
there are some things like money and sort of status can't avoid, and traffic at Switch Island is definitely one of those things.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially if you choose to live in Formby, you know what I mean? Bad life choices, but I'm not judging. The press conference opened up. Another weird thing, like the stream for the press conference, like missed the first 30 seconds, I've only learned like after the fact. He was asked about the ongoing situation with Luis Diaz. I think he addressed it with a fairly straight bat. But one thing that has come from his comments, and obviously the thing with Diogo the other day, is that, you know, they are squarely behind them, and you can see that it's not, look, whilst it's a horrific situation, to me, it's clear that the club are offering him any support that he needs, and that bears out through the subsequent comments that the manager said.
It's interesting, isn't it? Or it's, you know, it's, everyone's different, so you can, none of us, and I hope none of us ever have to find out what you would do in a situation of that ilk, but none of us know what you'd do. But obviously, there has to be an appreciation that people handle it in different ways, and you know, I've been in workplace situations where, you know, you've had family issues going on, and some people want to be at work, don't they? And they want to push through, and that's their safe place, and that's their sort of, you know, their distraction. Some people don't want to face that kind of everyday life when they're dealing with something like that. Some people see it as a sort of an extra, you know, sense of almost pride of, right, I'm gonna crack on, and I'm gonna sort of do it for the person responsible. So I think Liverpool have left it up to Diaz, really, and it sounds like that, you know. I think they left it, I don't think there was ever any doubt that he would miss the Forest game once it emerged last week, but they obviously must have left it in his palm in terms of the midweek game. I mean, I think the fact that that's a long old trip down to Bournemouth midweek probably played a part, and it looks like they're going to leave it in his palm again for this one. He's come back to training for Luton, and Klopp said, I won't force anything, I'll leave it to him to decide whether he's available for it. But fingers crossed, all we can say on that is just fingers crossed the best possible news arrives as soon as possible in regards to it. We've seen some of the reports from Colombia on Thursday, and it sounds more positive than negative, doesn't it, in that sense, if that's possible. But yeah, we'll see, and I don't think anyone would have any problem with Diaz if he said, I'm not quite ready to go and travel to Luton and play a game of football.